cares about this garbage?
Donald Glover was on Jimmy Kimmel last night when he was asked about what the future holds for his rapping, singing alter ego, Childish Gambino.
I think I'm going to still do shows. I'm not quite sure. I'm pretty sure. I mean, I broke my foot. I had to make up these shows. I definitely would. But I love music. I really love making music.
That is the best news I've ever heard in my life, because there's been rumors that Childish Gambino is just going to disappear into the abyss after he releases one more album, and that would be heartbreaking.
Yeah, we need that music.
Yes. He then was asked about the duet he is doing with Beyonce for the Lion King movie.
Are you in the same room with Beyonce when you guys are singing?
No, I requested not to be.
You did.
I did not want to be looking into Beyonce's eyes while doing this. So, yeah. But no, actually, I was working on solo at the time, so I was in London, so I recorded at Abbey Road Studios.
Ugh. He is so funny.
That is pretty intimidating, though. Could you imagine?
Yeah, you could not. I would just be scared to look into her eyes at all.
Right?
During the first 5 minutes of Aziz Ansari's new Netflix special, Aziz Ansari Right Now, the comedian talks about the recent sexual assault allegations against him. So if you forgot, a woman claims that Ansari forced her into having unwanted sex with him while the two were on a date. But Ansari has maintained that he thought what they did was consensual. During the special, he reportedly said, "I'm sure that some of you are curious how I feel about the whole situation. It's a tricky thing for me to answer because I felt so many things in the last year or so. There are times I felt scared. There are times I felt humiliated. There are times I felt embarrassed. And ultimately, I just felt terrible that this person felt this way." He then circles back at the end of the special saying, "I saw the world where I don't ever get to do this again. And it almost felt like I died. In a way, I did. The old Aziz who said, oh, treat yourself. Whatever, he's dead. But I'm glad, because that guy was always looking forward to whatever was next." Jay-Z is partnering with a cannabis company in California. The rapper will be chief brand strategist for Caliva. His role will consist of driving creative direction, outreach efforts, and strategy for the brand. Jay-Z says he also wants to increase the economic participation of people returning from incarceration through job training and workforce development. Caliva operates a farm and two stores in Northern California and also distributes its branded products to other retail outlets in the state. Jaden Smith launched a vegan food truck for the homeless in Los Angeles. The singer set up the black pop-up truck called I Love You Restaurant on Skid Row on Monday to pass out brown bags with I Love You bowls of carrots and kale to the homeless. Smith wrote on Instagram that the truck is a movement that is all about giving people what they deserve, healthy vegan food for free. He said it was the first of many food trucks to come and to keep a lookout. Which I just think is so amazing. I just love seeing celebrities do stuff for the homeless.
Yeah, he's always doing something positive for the for the community.
Absolutely. Coming up in the next garbage an hour from now, Lady Gaga had a giant announcement on social media yesterday. That's the garbage.